Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is Tuesday in Minneapolis, with the winning league gaining home field advantage in the World Series. Three Mariners will play for the American League: All-Star veterans Robinson Cano and Felix Hernandez, and first-time All-Star Kyle Seager. It's the topic of this week's conversation between sports commentator Art Thiel and KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, Kyle Seager's All-Star selection was a big milestone for him and the Mariners.
Yeah, it's a rare thing for the Mariners to have a position player in the All-Star game. The last time the Mariners had a homegrown, you know, a farm system guy into the All-Star game was 2006 with Jose Lopez, a second baseman who actually didn't do much after 2006. But Seager has got a lot of potential to be an All-Star quality third baseman for a long time. It's kind of pathetic that the Mariners haven't had one in 8 years. Ichiro, of course, was an All-Star regular, but he was an international free agent signing. Robinson Cano, who's certainly part of this year's festivities, is a hugely expensive free agent hire. It's important for teams to be able to count on their farm system to produce everyday players. And that's one of the biggest reasons the Mariners have been so long out of the playoffs, is that their farm system has not produced anyone besides Kyle Seager right now, who's at an All-Star caliber. They've got a few starters in the lineup, but they aren't performing at Seager's level.
So you mentioned Robinson Cano. It's his sixth straight All-Star selection, and starting pitcher Felix Hernandez, fifth selection for the All-Star game.
Yeah, they're playing up to their contracts. So they're huge contracts, but they're making the big money for reasons that are obvious to everyone. And the cool thing for the Mariner fans is going to be, I think Felix is going to start on Tuesday. He is among the pitchers they've selected, clearly the best one, having the best season. And it'll be great to see him in Minneapolis on Tuesday starting the game, probably against the Dodger star Clayton Kershaw. So there will be a lot of national and local interest in that matchup between Kershaw and Hernandez. And of course, Robinson Cano has been in the top five hitters most of the season. His home run production is down, but a lot of people want to see him as well.
So the Mariners are going into the All-Star break above 500. Post-All-Star break, what's your preview for the second half of the season?
Well, I think it's going to be high drama up until the non-waiver trade deadline of July 31st, because they're going to need a strong veteran hitter, either in left field or at DH, because Dustin Ackley isn't getting it done, nor is Corey Hart at DH. So I think they want to try to find that quality hitter, but so do 20 other teams right now, because pitching is so dominant in baseball and quality hitters are so few, at least in terms of their availability, that the Mariners would have to give up a lot of treasure to get a quality bat for the second half of the season. Now, the Mariners have been above 500 for June and July, which has been an unexpected treat for Mariner fans, but contention is going to be dependent on maintaining pitching and adding a bat, because this group of hitters is not going to get it done in terms of playoff contention as things heat up going into perhaps a pennant race in September.
Speaking of pitching, they have the best bullpen, at least in the American League, and they are still in need of maybe another starter, or there's a need there to fill.
Yes, there is. Roenis Elias is regressing right now, and that may be the fate of Chris Young as well. Taiwan Walker is not performing well because he has been injured for so long. So it's going to be a bit of a trial for Lloyd McClendon to try to find five solid starters to maintain what the group has done so far. I do think they have a shot because the Mariners' pitching is so strong that it's going to have to carry the team. They've just got to get some runs out of somebody, and it hasn't happened a lot lately. They got to hire somebody who can hit the ball.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.